Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. My Cemetery Friends by Vincent Tomeo is timeless as it honors our families, friends, and military, the forgotten and the unnamed. Stroll with Vincent through a living museum over the cemetery trails and learn much about things overlooked before. You will not be disappointed. Vincent is a poet, archivist, historian, and community activist. For 36 years, he taught American history at a New York City public high school. He's formerly volunteered at the 9/11 Tribute Center Museum at Ground Zero. Vincent has published in a number of major publications, including the New York Times. He's recited his poetry everywhere across the United States, throughout Queens, New York City, and internationally. To date, he has 1,200 published poems and essays, winner of 108 awards, and has had 138 public readings. Vincent J. Tomeo, author of My Cemetery Friends, A Garden of Encounters at Mount Sinai, St. Mary in Queens, is our guest on today's This Week in America. Vincent, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, sir, and it's a pleasure to be on. I'm also the author of another book called The Usefulness of Hippopotamus, a humorous chapbook for trying times.
And we will touch on that as well. Yes, both of these books. And if you're watching the video version of this, or you can by going to YouTube or our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll see the two book covers there and links to order both of those. The book we'll start off with is My Cemetery Friends. I love this book, what you've done with this. It's getting people really reflective on their own lives and thinking about past family members that they have lost as well. The title is My Cemetery Friends, A Garden of Encounters at Mount St. Mary in Queens, New York. How did you come up with that title?
During the pandemic, when I just refused to stay home, and I said, well, you know what, I'm going to go drive to the cemetery and walk there because the dead aren't going to kill me, and I could take my mask off and walk among the trees, and because it's a garden, and it really is, this particular cemetery. So I would walk, I take off my mask, and I walk through the cemetery, and it was very pleasant and pleasing, and I would do this every day. It was 3.5 miles. So it helped me get through the pandemic, and so I really found solace and peace walking through the garden, because the dead aren't going to kill me. And, I also feel that, walking through this garden was very meaningful to me. And while I walked through the garden, I befriended several people. Of course, Father Zanin, who was the chapel at the time of the cemetery for, I think, almost 30 years. And he was also he had been in the service, so he served his country as well as God in both World War II and the Korean War. So he's no longer with us. He passed on in October 5th, 2018. But I became friends with him. I befriended him, and how I met him was I was walking through the cemetery, and it was drizzling, raining a little bit, and I see Father Zanin burying someone, and nobody was there. So I stopped and reflected and said a little prayer, and then the priest said to me, "What is this a relative?" And I said, "No, I don't know the person. I just felt bad that no one was here, just you." And so he said to me, "Well, that's very noble of you." And he said, "Well, what brings you here?" I said, "Well, I walk here every day, and my mom is buried here." And he said, "Well, let me walk with you to your mother's grave and give her a blessing." So he walked with me in the rain to my mother's grave, and he blessed her on her grave site. And that was the beginning of a long friendship.
Long friendship and long journey for you that you reflect on so well in your book, My Cemetery Friends, A Garden of Encounters at Mount St. Mary in Queens, New York, by our guest on the program, Vincent J. Tomeo. His website is that Vincent J. Tomeo, T-O-M as in Mary, E-O.com. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book available, Amazon, wherever books are sold. My thanks to crown888press.com for arranging our conversation today. Vincent, when you were writing this book, who was this book addressed to?
That's a very good question. I guess I was, it's addressed to everyone, both the living, and it honors the deceased, the dearly departed. I reflected upon many of the soldiers who I knew from my neighborhood who had been killed in Vietnam, and quite a number. So, which was a working class neighborhood, and unfortunately, many of the working class were the people that go in the service,
yes,
and die for their country, or the upper class and the middle class, or the wealthy. You know, they have ways of skirting their duty.
Yes.
Anyway, so I paid honor to them, and one of the soldiers that passed was a very, very good friend of mine I had gone to school with. His name was Chuck Eglin, and I was really saddened by that. United States Marine Charles William Eglin III, and he was killed on February 15, 1968. I guess that's the height of the Vietnam War.
Yes.
So I paid a tribute to the men from my neighborhood, both of all different races, African-American, Italian-American, Irish-American, but they were all working class people who lived in the borough of Queens in the community known as Corona, where I was raised, and I was born and raised and lived there. And even though I'm not living there now, you never really live a place. You never really leave a place.
Yeah, that's true. Yes.
That you grew up in, and I often go back. And but I was reflecting on my friend, and he's buried in St. Mary's, so is my mother, so many people from Corona, because it's not too far from Russian Corona. It's right next to each other. So I wrote this to pay honor to, as I said, those who were killed in Vietnam. But I also wrote it to thank the cemetery workers, who in a way pay respect and honor the deceased in what they do. And so many people, you know, disregard the laborers and don't realize what they do. And so I mentioned that in the preface of my book. So I thank them for honoring our ancestors.
You know, that's a nice thing about the book, and people compliment you on that as they're reading the book and in the reviews. These are ordinary people that you're honoring, that you're thinking about, that you're reflecting upon. These are not famous people. This is not a walk through a famous cemetery and you call out names that we all know and you do a little background on them. These are people that many of them, like you said, you knew from the neighborhood. Others, you have no idea who they are, but you're honoring their memory as you're walking through the cemetery. What do you hope people get from reading the book? What do you hope the takeaway is when people read My Cemetery Friends?
Well, that they appreciate life and also know that thank those who are no longer with us, because they have in many ways paved the way for us. And the cemetery, for me, It's really a garden, and it really is a very peaceful place, and I really do find solace and joy in my walk.
Let's reflect on that for a minute. Some people will say it's a cemetery, it's not a garden. How can it be a garden? Describe what it's like and the impact that this cemetery garden had on you.
Well, there are cemeteries that are cold and stoic,
yes.
But this cemetery is really like a garden. It's like a garden. They have many trees. They have plants. They have flowers. And the birds, a lot of birds, you could hear the birds chirping, and you could see the different kind of trees. So I don't know who did the landscaping, but in autumn, the trees are different colors, and the birds are always singing. And in April and May, when the flowers are in bloom, it's just it's just delightful. You could smell the flowers, and you could hear the birds, and I even saw a fox in the cemetery. I befriended a fox, and I leave him food. I never waste anything. So if there's ever any food left over, I bring it to the cemetery and leave it. And one day this fox pops out, and so he particularly likes veal. But I would bring him whatever was left over, because I don't waste anything. And we became friends, because I saw him on a few occasions as I was walking. He was walking parallel with me. And I thought that was very interesting.
That was. You found a friend as you were out walking. It's amazing that, as you describe it, the comfort, the solace, the solitude that you have there to get in your own thoughts as well as pay, tribute to these people. What impact did this have on you? And was it that way in the beginning, or this just sort of gradually grew? The more you walked through, the more you looked at the tombstones, the more you saw the names, and you came up with your own story probably for who these people were. What impact did this have on you?
Well, my mom's buried there, as I said.
Yes.
And one time it was Christmas time. I would always go and pay. I went to the cemetery every day for almost 5 years. And it's Christmas. The gates were closed, the bronze gates, and they're kind of high gates. So I think if I read this poem, this might clarify what I'm trying
yes,
to say.
Yes, please do.
Over the fence. Mama, every day for 5 years, I visited your grave. One Christmas day, I was late. The cemetery gates were locked. Climbed the bronze fence, left my tracks in the snow.
That's so well said, and the book is filled with so many memories. It's a blend of genres, which people appreciate. The fact that you will do reflections, it's a part memoir, photography, poetry as well, and people really are very complimentary towards you as a storyteller as well as a poet. I mentioned all of the poetry work that you've done, all of the honors that that have been bestowed upon you, but you're a storyteller as well. What was that like, telling these stories in the book, that you were able to bring these people to life as people are reading about them? What was this process like as Vincent the Storyteller in writing My Cemetery Friends?
Well, one day I visited the cemetery, and it was the anniversary of 9/11, and I looked and I saw a grave, and it had 9/11. They had been killed. And the person was like 28 years old, and so I stopped and I reflected, and I said, wow. And then another site was a soldier by the name of Michael G. Glover, who was the United States Marine from Corona, from my neighborhood, who was killed in the Battle of Belleau Wood in 1918. So I paid him honor, and so there's so many things here. We're all gonna someday depart this great earth.
Yes.
And so I just. I don't know what I... Okay, I visited the grave of Marine Michael J. Glover, and One day I saw a Purple Heart on his grave, and I stopped and I reflected. I said, what is this doing here and why? Who would put, you know, his medal on the grave? And so I wrote a poem, and then I went back a couple of days later, and I met his mother, Mrs. Glover, and she was standing on the grave, and I just kind of gingerly passed by, and I had written a poem, and I placed it on his grave, and I'll read what it says.
Please.
Reflections on a Purple Heart. On the grave of a soldier, I saw a golden medallion gleam in the light, like lightning in a storm, resting on a ledge of a gray tombstone. Bravo, 125, 4 Marine Division, Iraq Freedom, 06. Lieutenant Michael D. Glover, United States Marine Corps, January 19, 1978, August 16, 2026. A rock holds down his marine patch. A Purple Heart placed on his monument bakes in the hot sun. I stopped to say thank you.
It's so moving, and we are there with you. Even during the interview, I can sense what you go through. I've got this visual image of what you're going through and what you see in the garden on a daily basis. And people who read the book share the same feelings. What's that like, getting the feedback where you really are touching people in a special way?
Well, there are many people that, you know, who served this country, and many have lost children, and I want them to know that they're never alone, that even though I didn't lose a child, I'm an American, and I could feel for them. I just want to read this other poem. I met Mrs. Glover, Michael's mom, and one day, you know, I visited the grave of Marine Michael D. Glover, Memorial Day, 2013, standing on Michael's grave, a petite Irish-American lady got out of her car. Were you his friend? Did you know him? No, I said, I am the poet who wrote a poem and placed it on his grave, Reflections on a Purple Heart. What a handsome boy he was, she said. He was such a good-looking boy. Well-traveled, well-loved, well-educated. She told the story how the military held his body for 10 days, his face wrapped in white cloth like a mummy, how the casket had to be closed. What does one say to a mother standing on her son's grave? Tears rolled down her face. What can one say to a mother who lost a child? I thought I would cry. I thought my knees would cave in. I felt my heart ripping. I felt massive lump like a rock between my heart and my throat. What does one say to a mother standing on a son's grave? I lowered my head, saluted, and ran my fingers across his name. Said goodbye. Thank you, she said, for remembering. I saw her drive away. How many more mothers must lose a child? What does one say to a mother who lost a child?
So touching, from our guest on the program, Vincent J. Tomeo. That's T-O-M as in Mary, E-O, if you're Googling. And you'll need it for the website. It's Vincent J. Tomeo.com. The book is My Cemetery Friends, A Garden of Encounters at Mount St. Mary in Queens, New York. I'll mention the other book that he's written here in a second. In a couple minutes here left in the interview, Vincent, explain about how a cemetery can actually preserve history, time, for future generations. Talk about the importance of the cemetery and what you've learned from that as a special place.
Well, it reflects It's our ancestors, our history, our heritage of who we are and where we came from. And each stone represents somebody. And I also pay homage to the workers who honor our departed loved ones. And I find peace in the cemetery, and I don't look at it as you know, a cemetery is a garden, and almost every grave site is like a little garden paying homage to the deceased entombed there. So
well, you've done a wonderful job in bringing it alive in your book, My Cemetery Friends. Now, that's one of two books written by Vincent. The other is The Usefulness of Hippopotamus, a humorous chapbook for trying times. We've got a few minutes left here. Talk about that book, because that book is critically acclaimed as well. Different a different approach to life, and you bring some humor, and you're really touching people with that as well. Talk about The Usefulness of Hippopotamus.
The Usefulness of Hippopotamus is my way of coping with hard times. I was dealing with cancer, and it was during the pandemic, so I refused to be negative, and I found that humor is a good form of medicine, and it helped me get through the treatments, because the treatments are worse than the disease. In challenging times, I chose humor. During the pandemic, I had to deal with my bladder cancer. In my struggle not to get depressed or dwell on negativity, I found solace and contentment and peace in humor. And I seek beauty and laughter. And I surrounded myself. I have a very good friend. Her name is Florence Levine, who's very much into positive thinking, and she kind of helped me through that situation too, in her counseling and encouragement. And yes, positive thinking really does help, and humor is a great form of medicine.
Well, yes, it is. It has been proven that that it is. Sometimes we forget about that. We get caught up in all the prescriptions and the other things we need to be doing, and humor is there for us. And you point that out so well in your book. Both of these books are excellent reads, critically acclaimed. The book, The Usefulness of Hippopotamus, we just touched on. That's the second of Vincent's book, and the book we focused on during the interview today, My Cemetery Friends, A Garden of Encounters at Mount St. Mary in Queens, New York. Both available Amazon, wherever books are sold. You'll find all the information and can order at Vincent's website, VincentJTomeo.com. Link on to Vincent's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Again, we thank Crown888Press.com for arranging our conversation today. Vincent, it's been a pleasure. You are a great poet and a storyteller. What are you working on now? Is there another book in the future?
Well, that's an interesting question. I don't know. I have to sit down. I never know where I'm going to go. I start with a blank piece of paper, and I never know where it go. But I would like to tell the audience that if they go to my blog, which is VincentJTomeo.com, all lowercase, they'll get a little bit of an introduction to who I am. And, yes.
Yep.
My next book will probably be a combination of many things. I don't know. As I said, I just sit down with a blank piece of paper and never know where I'm going to go. I wrote The Usefulness of Hippopotamus because I said I don't want to get depressed, and I thought of something that would make me laugh, and I thought of Fantasia, Walt Disney's Fantasia, with the hippopotamus in tutus and ballet shoes dancing, and it made me laugh, and so I wrote a poem about a hippo, and from that evolved the whole chapbook. So,
well, that's sort of funny, even the name hippopotamus, not only trying to spell it, but actually when you say it, and the visions that come back, yes, from Disney and from other pictures that we remember as a childhood, it is a funny name, and The book really brings out humor and how important that is in getting us through difficult periods in our lives. And you can check on Vincent and find out what he's doing, his next work of art, his next book availability at his website, VincentJTomeo.com. And link on by going to our website. Yes, sir.
Can I just say one thing?
Sure.
Like the audience, walk with me into a poem, sit within the space, sail into words. Like white water rapids. Eat well, laugh often, love much. Laughter is the best form of medicine.
Well said. A true artist. I was just going to say congratulations. Great book. And check him out on the website. Much more articulate way of saying it. You just did and wrapped it up so nicely. Vincent, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully we can do this again. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you very much. And thank you. Peace and love and love and flowers.
Well, yes. And thank you for taking the time to share your thoughts from My Cemetery Friends. The book is by Vincent Tomeo, T-O-M-E-O. All the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.